Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Tet Zion, chapter 16 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So we're introduced at the beginning of the chapter to a Shmuel that is very saddened and still in a state of mourning by the fact that Shaul had lost the kingship. But Shmuel is told by Hashem to stop mourning the loss of Shaul and his kingdom and to move on and to find the next king. So he is sent to the house of Yishai Beit HaLachmi, the Bethlehemite, to choose one of his sons to be king. And the Shmuel presents an interesting conundrum to Hashem because he can't go, because if he does go, Shaul will find him and he'll kill him because he'll know what is happening. So Hashem tells him, no, don't worry about it. Take a cow, and that cow will be your excuse to say that you're taking it to offer as a korban, as a sacrifice. And Shmuel ultimately then arrives at the house of Yishai, and he sees Eliav, and he decided that Eliav must be the next king. But Hashem says, nope, not him. And the same happens with Avinadav, Shama, and a total of seven sons of Yishai were all shown to Shmuel, and none of them are meant to be king. And it's at that point that Shmuel then asks, is this it? Do you have any other sons? And it seems to be almost like an afterthought. And Yishai says, yeah, there is another one, the youngest one. And so he sends for him, and immediately he comes in, and he was red, and he had nice eyes and a beautiful appearance, says the Navi. And when he does walk in that moment, Hashem comes to Shmuel, and he says, get up and anoint him, because this is the one. And of course, this is none other than David HaMelech. Shmuel anoints him in the presence of his brothers, and the Navi tells us that the Ruach Hashem rested on David from that day. Simultaneously, we're told that the Ruach Hashem had left Shaul HaMelech, and that not only had Hashem's presence left him, but that some sort of an evil spirit began to rest on him and terrify him and scare him, and his attendants that were working for him recommended that they should go find someone who can play the harp that would help calm him down, and they send him none other than David to play the harp for him. Clearly a very strong sense of irony. Shaul doesn't even realize that David in his midst is the next king to take over. If he had realized that, as we'll see later on, then he never would have accepted him, seemingly. But Shaul, not knowing this, he takes a real liking to David, and he even makes David an arms carrier for him. And Shaul sends a note to David's father Yishai that he wants to keep him with him. And whenever Shaul would have some sort of an evil episode, David would come and he would play the harp and he would calm him down, and the evil spirit would leave him. And as we will see, while the relationship between Shaul and David starts out very positive, it ends up deteriorating quite quickly once Shaul learns who David is and the power that he has for the people to be the next king of the Jewish nation. But lots more to come. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.